From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Supporters of South Korea's impeached President Park Geun-hye clashed with the police in Seoul Friday following the Constitutional Court's ruling to formally remove her from office, all the result of a corruption scandal.
오늘 헌법재판소의 결정에 모두가 절대 승복해야 할 것입니다.
The head of the main opposition party said everyone should definitely accept the Constitutional Court's decision and stop causing social confusion and work to normalize state affairs. The ruling opens Park up to possible criminal proceedings and makes her South Korea's first democratically elected leader to be removed early from office since democracy came in the country in the late 1980s. South Korea must now hold an election within 2 months to choose Park's successor. Six U.S. states are challenging President Donald Trump's revised executive order banning travel from six Muslim-majority countries. State of Hawaii filed the first suit. Five others have banded together in a combined challenge to the latest order from Mr. Trump, meant to replace an earlier decree that was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. In Washington, State's Attorney General Bob Bergeson says that the states have a legal argument.
There are two key provisions that we believe are still subject to that temporary restraining order, that injunction. So, number one, the ban on refugees. That, of course, was in that original order. Virtually the identical language is in place for the revised order. Our view is the restraining order, the injunction, applies equally to the ban on refugees coming into the United States. And number two, what's now a six-nation ban rather than a seven-nation ban on travel to the United States.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has accused the Central Intelligence Agency, or CIA, of devastating incompetence after his organization was able to obtain and publish documents related to CIA hacking programs. Earlier in the week, WikiLeaks published thousands of pages of what it says are confidential CIA documents that expose the entire hacking capacity of the organization. During a live stream news conference, he said he would work with technology companies.
Hearing these calls from some of the manufacturers, we have decided to work with them to give them some exclusive access to the additional technical details we have so that fixes can be developed and pushed out so people can be secured.
WikiLeaks documents allege the CIA has the tools to hack into smartphones and some televisions, allowing the agency to remotely spy on people through microphones on those devices. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives secured two legislative victories as they attempt to scrap and replace former President Barack Obama's health care plan amid mounting intra-party opposition. In a pre-dawn vote along party lines, after 18 hours of debate, the House Ways and Means Committee approved a Republican proposal to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. After also working overnight and about 10 hours later, the House Energy and Commerce Committee overcame Democratic delays and approved the replacement bill, the American Health Care Act. As the committee finished working on the replacement bill, House Speaker Paul Ryan attempted to consolidate Republican support by hosting a brief news conference with reporters. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, talking with Russia's President Putin, that the latest sign of Russia's growing influence in the Middle East is apparent. And there's also a concern from Israel about Moscow's regional allies. Russia has come to assume a larger role in Israel's foreign policy calculations since the Kremlin's intervention in the Syrian conflict in September 2015. Russian President Vladimir Putin, at the time, justified Russia's actions as taking the fight to global terrorists and Islamic State. Western critics did argue that the intervention was also aimed at salvaging the company and the government of the besieged Moscow's ally, Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. Benjamin Netanyahu and Putin made no joint statement following the talks, but Netanyahu later issued a statement indicating that he'd made it clear to Putin that Israel wants to prevent any Syrian settlement from leaving Iran and its proxies with a military presence in Syria.
That's the latest world news from VOA.